that you are in God's house at this time. Do you know that many churches try to have an evening service, and within a short time, they close it? Because they're so discouraged, there's so few people come. So seeing you is a great encouragement. I hope it is to you as well as to me. You say, it's not every day the same. I say, dear friends, do you know that the Lord gave us this special day in order to rest our bodies and to refresh our spirits for a very special purpose? This is the Lord's Day. Do you know that it is one of the Ten Commandments? Number 4. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it special. I was brought up from my youngest days to anticipate God's blessing on this one day. Are you? Maybe not, but you have come to acknowledge that this day is special. Let me just refresh your memory. That when God gave this one day in 7 for our blessing, He made the one and only visit to planet Earth personally, the only one time. On Mount Sinai, He came down. It was about 50 days after the Israelites departed out of the land of bondage. And there, after 3 days of preparation, God met with His people at Mount Sinai. And there He gave, by His spoken word, the only time that God's people heard the voice of God speaking to them out of the fire and smoke that enveloped the whole mountaintop. And there spoke the Lord God. Honor me on my day. Those of you who have received the little Sunset Gospel card, I've emphasized this on that card. For our mutual blessing. Dear friends, did you understand? Imagine, supposing we all do not come to church at all on Sunday. Just take off. Go the way of the world. In no time, the church will die. Do you know that? This is God's provision for His people to witness to the unbelieving world. There is a God, and there are people who believe and who love Him and serve Him on His day. 1 in 7. Is it too hard a price to pay? Dear friends, it is not a price to pay, but it is God's blessing on this day. When we understand this, do you? When you do, it is no burden at all. Now, why isn't the church filled as it was this morning? I say, there are reasons. The majority of people are truly very overworked already. Many of them belong to choir, Bible study groups, witnessing groups. They go out tracting, and so on and so forth. They are very busy. I appreciate that by Sunday evening, afternoon, they are quite tired. I appreciate that. We don't begrudge that some of them need to physically rest at home and have maybe evening service with their children at home. But for the rest of us, to follow the way of the world is to our own detriment. So to all of you who are present, I say, congratulations that you are here. This is the house of blessing, the house of prayer, the place where we all congregate and witness to the unbelieving world. Here are God's people who are minded to honor Him on His day. This is the theme that I printed on the Sunset Gospel card. Have you received it? Right. That is to emphasize, to keep reminding us. And this is a foretaste of our eternal dwelling with God in heaven. Do you know that? Every time you come to God's house on His day, we are, as it were, reminding ourselves the day soon comes. All our earthly labors and worries and sorrows will be over. Isn't it great? Then we will be transported into the very presence of God, and there we will enjoy everlasting Sabbath every day, and there will be no night. How it will be, I cannot imagine. You say, "Ah, oh, you become so boring." I said, please understand. The Word of God says, eye has not seen, neither ear heard, nor entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love Him. It is something most wonderful. You cannot imagine it, because we've never experienced it on this world of sin. It is not experienced at all. Keep the Sabbath of God holy. What does Sabbath mean? Rest. Isn't it great? It is a foretaste of our everlasting rest. Freedom from earth cares and earth woes is the meaning of this rest. It's not do nothing and sit down and shake legs, you know. What we like to do on earth because we are really fatigued and then we want to have a rest. No, in heaven you don't get tired physically. And there will be something blessed and new in the presence of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. That is why we keep the Sabbath day holy. What is the meaning of holy? You don't go into a cave and hide out, hide away. And say, now I'm holy, holy. It's not that idea at all. Holy means separated unto God for His use, for His glory. This is what we are doing here now, tonight. Gathered here in God's house as a witness. Congratulations for coming. God bless you all. Now the general theme for these 6 months is Jesus is calling. What do you mean by Jesus is calling? I say, dear friends, the last word of Jesus before He departed for heaven in His ascension, returning to the place where He came from, do you know what He said? Please turn to Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Acts of the Apostles chapter 1 verse 8. It is an amazing record. And these are the last words of Jesus to His disciples. Acts 1:8. It says here, Jesus says to us, you will receive power after that the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be My witnesses in Jerusalem, all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. This is a command as well as a prediction. To whom? About whom? About us. All of us who know the Savior as Lord and God, we have that obligation, I would say, not so much an obligation, but a blessing and a privilege to be ambassadors for Christ, to go and tell, not just to assemble here, but to contemplate and to think and to consider. I am saved for a purpose, Jesus says. You will be my witnesses. Where? Acts 1:8. Applies to you and me. So I say this is our theme, to constantly remind us we are not saved to sit, saved to do nothing, saved just to enjoy ourselves, hip hip hooray, and say, now all our troubles are over. I say, not that. Yes, of course, we're happy. The Lord says you are to be witnesses, to tell others what you have experienced as a Christian. Have you received blessing? Tell others. Have you received that wonderful gift of God? Share it with others. This is our purpose coming here tonight. Matthew 11:28-30. Again, I turn you to that wonderful passage. Jesus, the Lord, says, come unto me. This is a general call to unbelievers as well as to believers. Everybody listen to this, Jesus says. And I say, he says to you. He says, me? Does it include me? I say, absolutely. Jesus speaks to you. Come to me. All you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Isn't that great? This is a promise, an invitation to blessing from God to you tonight. Listen carefully. It is for you. Next verse. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. Ye shall find rest unto your souls. Do you know what is a yoke? Have you ever seen? We don't see the physical yoke at all. Hardly in Singapore. You cannot even find one to look at. But go to an agriculture country like parts of Malaysia. Even that is getting industrialized. But go back to China and you see how the oxen are tilling the ground, drawing on the plow to plow the earth up. And what you see is usually two oxen. Yes, two oxen will work together. Jesus says, come along. Come to me. You who are labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. And take my yoke upon you. Then the second verse, 29. Take my yoke upon you. Come, I have work for you. Come and labor together with me. So when you come to Jesus, you share the yoke with him. Ah, it is a wonderful yoke, he says. It is a wonderful yoke as two oxen. Jesus as one laborer, you as the other, his companion and assistant maybe. And together you are going to do a work, yoke together. Do you know the other name for a Christian is what? What is the other name for a Christian? The Bride of Christ. And this is the picture of a married couple, two people, yoked together in marital bond. This is the meaning of getting married. Do you know that? Young people, you're contemplating marriage. Married people, you have been yoked already. Husband and wife share a one yoke. You know that. Oh, it is a lovely yoke. a very pleasant yoke. Of course, not always, but it is a very, I would say, on the whole, a blessed yoke, enjoyable. For husband and wife together to bear the responsibility for building the home, for instructing the children, and for nurturing them, and to building a family, husband and wife together. That is a picture of the yoke. Jesus is the heavenly husband, our heavenly husband. This is a picture of our union with Jesus. He is, as it were, our heavenly husband, and the church collectively are the bride, the wife of the Lamb. You remember that we read this in the book of Revelation? And when we work together with the Lord, we obeying Him, it is a blessed partnership. Now read verse 29. Take my yoke upon you. Come and listen to the gospel. And when you find it is so wonderful and agree, like this morning we had a good number were baptized. What is the meaning of baptism? The sprinkling of water is a significant thing. To say that I am willing to come into the yoke with Jesus Christ. Put the water on me, and this is my sign of acceptance. Jesus says, take my yoke. It is an easy yoke. It is not grievous. Even as young people enter into the marriage bond, so happy, looking forward to days of planning together, doing things together, and building a home together. Jesus says, come, be my partner. Yes, take my yoke upon you, share it with me, for I am meek and lowly, I don't bully you. In fact, Jesus gave his life for us. Do you know that? You won't be here enjoying this blessed fellowship, enjoying the wonderful blessings of salvation, except that Jesus died on the cross for us. And he says, come. This is an invitation. Take my yoke upon you. Anyone here who is thinking, should I be a Christian or not? Maybe just coming to church, but I don't think I want to be a Christian. Maybe some people are thinking that, it's not easy to be a Christian. Also, it involves so many other things. Why should I be a Christian? I said, listen to this verse 29. Come and be a Christian. Take my yoke upon you. And learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. And you will find rest unto your souls. The soul is the real you. Do you know that? Not the physical person that you see. I'm just the shell. The real me is inside. It's the soul. And Jesus says, come. Verse 29 again. Take my yoke upon you. Don't be afraid to be a true, believing, active, working Christian. Bonded with Jesus. Yoked with Him. So wonderful, dear friends. I say, those of you who are Christians, let me encourage you. Every day, thank God. For what? For the yoke. Oh, how He condescends to share the yoke with me. To be my heavenly husband. And make me His bride. Oh, how wonderful it is when Jesus comes. You know what? The midnight cry says, the bridegroom is here. Is the bride ready? This is a picture of our union with Jesus Christ. And He's preparing a place. Do you know that? Where does it say so? John's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. Jesus says to the disciples, to all of us here tonight, you so worried about don't have a good enough apartment to stay. HDB now is not so prestigious. Huh? You want to upgrade, upgrade. Jesus says, don't worry. In my Father's house are better, better, much better than HDB or any condominium. In my Father's house, I give you mansions. Is there anyone here who lives in a mansion? There's one prepared, ready, waiting for you. In my Father's house are many mansions for you. I go and prepare that place for you. And this is a promise. If I go and prepare, I will come again. Oh, what a wonderful promise. What a wonderful, wonderful promise of blessing. That's why we look forward to that happy day. What happy day? The day when Jesus returns. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Come and let's do a work together, says the Lord Jesus. Do you know that we are laborers together with God? Ah, this is in 1 Corinthians 3:9. And then in 2 Corinthians 5:10 it says, and we are laborers together with God. It's better now, he says. We're ambassadors. It's not 10, verse 10. You won't find it there. I've given you the wrong quote. But it is somewhere towards the end of the chapter 5. Paul says we are ambassadors for Christ. How wonderful. Not just the yoke, but it is an honor. Ambassador is a very honorable post. We are ambassadors. Not just yoke bearers. Of course, we are yoke bearers. We are yoked together with Jesus, but we are His ambassadors. Be thankful that we are such together with the Lord. Jesus says, I'm meek and lowly in heart. You will find rest unto your souls. Jesus does not consider our lowly position. Whatever you are, dear friends, you are of greatest worth to our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know that? You say, prove it. Let me prove it for you. The simple reason, the simple proof is Christ died for you. Is that good enough? Will someone die for a useless person? Worthless person? He, the royal Son of Heaven, God's own Son, paid the price for your salvation, died on the cross for you, to make you His bride, to give you an equal yoke with Him. All right, here it is. Now we conclude with verse 30. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light, and you will find the rest unto your souls. Here is the solution to life. Have you found it? I say, dear friends, tonight is your night of blessing. That you know my Savior is a wonderful Savior. He says, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. I am yoked with you. Together we are going to do a work as a pair of animals. We are paired together with the Lord Jesus. And His yoke is easy.
His burden is light. This is the prospect for all of us. But then we must repay our gospel debt. Jesus says, go into all the world. Where does he say that? The last chapter of Matthew's gospel. If you please turn to the same gospel, Matthew 28, the last chapter and the last two verses, verses 19 and 20, it speaks to you. May you receive that invitation and commandment. Verse 19 says, go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always. This is a wonderful, wonderful promise. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart. You will find rest unto your souls. We are talking of souls, dear friends. The world is talking of bodies all the time. The emphasis is on bodies, and I did a little research for tonight. How concerned are you about the bodily needs? Are you prepared for operations such as this? Now, let me just divert your attention from the soul to the body, because the body is a casing for the soul. And this body will perish one day, but before it perishes, it is prone and susceptible to many kinds of diseases. You understand? All of you, whoever you are, equally susceptible. All you ladies, I've done the research for you, and I'm sorry, some of these figures are going to shock you, as it shocked me. The high cost of keeping our bodies in good shape, you know, is not cheap. Nowadays, not cheap. This is Straits Times of 9 days ago. While we talk of soul, yes, the body also has got something to do with it. And I'm telling you, it is not easy to maintain the body. You can take care of yourselves with every kind of health tonic. I have a younger sister who always brings me various kinds of tonics. Take this, you'll never get sick. I say, I took it, I got sick. So it is not that easy. You ladies, I tell you, no matter how careful you live, you are liable to get breast lumps. Remember to examine your own breasts sometimes. You know that if you have a lump that needs to operate, in government hospital, today, for day surgery, the price quoted is $1,736. Call it $1,700. This is very cheap. This is government hospital. If you go into the private hospital, it can cost you up to $5,000. Wow, don't get a lump in the breast then. Don't. But you say, no matter what I do, the lump came. Yes? In this world, there will be tribulation of this kind. You cannot avoid it. Number two, for those of you who are growing older, 50 and above, your eyes get cataract. How many of you have cataract operations? I had both my eyes cut and cataract removed. Cataract is an opaque part of the lens that blurs your vision. Then you cannot see properly. Now, if you get a cataract doesn't affect your soul, you know. Cataract affects your body in the eyes. Well, it is not cheap. You will be poorer by $2,800 just for a day in hospital and to have your cataract done. $2,800. Do you have the money? So people worry. Worry about their eyes, their breasts. How about piles? Ever heard of piles? You know, the tail end, there comes out piles that bleed and drip blood. It comes to many of us for no particular reason. And then it costs you money. The cheapest one is $1,200. And if you've got money, you go to the private hospital, can cost you up to $7,000 just to have the tail end chopped off. Next one is appendix. You know what is appendix? Now, I'm sorry, I'm going straying far from the soul into these various areas of the body. But never mind, for once, just to enlighten you and to frighten some of you. Appendix, how cheap is it? You say, well, just a little bit, cut off the little appendix is like this. You see that? That's appendix. If you get an appendix, you go to general hospital, it costs you over $4,000 today. Don't get appendix, therefore. Now, those of you who are higher class, you get heart trouble. You know that they put in little things, instead of doing bypass, put in as they call it arterioplasty, a stent. How much will that cost? You go to government hospital, $12,000. This is getting up the ladder now. And so on. I can quote you some more figures, but no point. You get insomnia tonight. Yes, it is not good. Now Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are worried about this, that, and the other, I will give you rest. You say, is that so? If I believe in Jesus and serve him, I won't get breast in the lump, a lump in the breast? Appendicitis, cataract? No. No, you're still subject to all these things. The days of our years are 80 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80, he said, so good. He's living to 80 years old. I'm now 87. You say, congratulations. I say, bad luck. The more that you live, the longer you live, the more problem you get. You know that. Oh yes, my friends. Living long on earth is not the answer. What you need is to come to Jesus for eternal life. When you have eternal life, you're not worried about these other things. Yes. So please don't aim to be 80 and 90, because very soon you'll end up in the wheelchair. Even the wheelchair is expensive. Then you cannot walk, and you push yourself around in the wheelchair. My friends, what must we do? Go and tell. The call is to all of us. I'm going to sing with you three songs which says, "We who know, go and tell."
Tell what?
Tell the world, the unbelievers, to come and receive Jesus, who says, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light." The first song is "More Songs in the Night." Let others see Jesus in you. What number is it? I don't have my book here. 15. 15. Is that right? You sing this so that we understand what we can do. Do others see you and say, that is a good example of Christian I want to follow, so and so? Or is it the other way around? You know, many people say, "I don't want to be a Christian if that is the kind of Christian he is." That sample of Christianity is no good. When the people saw it, they say, "No, I don't want to be a Christian." Let others see Jesus in you. We'll sing this. We'll look at the wall. And here the music is number 15. Before we sing this, I'll read it to you first. What joy will be at set of sun, that is, when our life journey is over, in mansions beyond the blue, to find some souls that you have won because they saw Jesus in you. Is that true? Is that true? Live for Jesus, therefore. Let others see Jesus in you, sing. What joy it will be at setting of sun, mansion beyond the blue. section. Closing verse only, verse 3. What joy it will be at set of sun in mansion beyond the blue to find someone that you have saved because they saw Jesus in you. Let it be true. What joy it will be at set of sun beyond the blue to find some soul that you have won, cause other soul Jesus in you, and I see Jesus in you, and thank thee for this song, for the words that provoke us to love and to good works. May your people go forth to tell someone. O Lord, reveal to us that the mission field is not far away, but it is just across the street from us. Maybe our next door neighbor. O Lord, may thou help us to show the love of Jesus for these lost ones and give us the motivation, the willingness, the friendliness to go and tell them and bring them to a knowledge of salvation in Jesus Christ our Lord. Dismiss us with your blessing, the blessing of God the Father, Son and Holy Spirit, be with each of God's people this night and forevermore. Amen.